This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November the 22nd. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. This Wednesday has been designated the International Day for Ending Violence Against Women. It's a day that calls on us to reflect, be aware, and prepare to act. And while it highlights violence against women, the lessons we learn apply to all forms of violence in society. None of us can honestly say that we've never seen violence. Whether personally or through the media, violence touches our lives each and every day. But today's show isn't meant to frighten, it's meant to empower us. Because talking openly is the first step toward ending it. Violence has existed throughout human history. Cave paintings depict fights, and skulls over 10,000 years old show trauma from weapons. Violence has long been a way of humans expressing fear and anger and power. Over time, we've built laws, moral codes, and social movements to protect one another. Yet violence in our homes, workplaces, schools, communities, and online, it continues. Globally, 1 in 3 women experience physical or sexual violence. Here in Canada, 44% of women report some form of psychological, physical, or sexual violence since the age of 15. But most cases go unreported because of fear, shame, and doubt. It silences us. Even in a compassionate country like Canada, the numbers are very stark. Over 139,000 people were victims of family violence in Canada last year. Acknowledging this doesn't diminish positivity. It strengthens us. Understanding and acting, even in small ways, can make a real difference. And that's why we're dealing with this topic today. Violence wears many faces. Bullying, domestic abuse, hate, neglect, or quiet cruelty. It isn't always visible. Emotional, psychological, financial, or digital harm can be just as damaging. Words meant to belittle, actions meant to control, or silence meant to erase are all forms of violence. Violence can also be built into society and institutions. They appear as bias, inequality, or neglect of those with less power. Ending violence isn't just about stopping physical harm. It's about fostering respect, equality, and empathy in every part of our lives. There was a woman, and she lived in fear, never knowing what might set off anger. She did her best. She worked. She cared for her family. She ran her household. Yet nothing was good enough. There was violence. She never knew what would trigger a rage, and if anyone noticed, she said, "He's got such a bad temper." And that temper never went away. Things never improved. And she tried to protect her family, and eventually she had to face the truth. Staying meant harm would come, and possibly it would be terrible. She made the difficult decision to end her marriage and divorce, an experience that she'd never imagined would happen. I have to confess, that woman was me. When I cried over that choice, my Aunt Sadie gave me hope. She listened to me and she said, "Marilyn, do what you have to do. And know that sometimes 2 people have to cry for 4 people to laugh." Her encouragement gave me the strength to stand up, to take action, and to reclaim my life, and it helped me. Our story reminds us that violence thrives in silence. But when we speak out, we reclaim strength and diminish harm. Maya Angelou said, "I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it." Violence may touch our lives, but it doesn't have to define us. Each act of courage builds a culture of understanding, respect, and peace. There's a saying often used in public safety. It's, if you see something, say something. It applies to ending violence too. If we see someone hurt or controlled, we can reach out. If we hear words that demean or threaten, we can speak up. And if we feel unsafe, we can tell someone. Silence allows abuse to grow. Voice, visibility, and action are our weapons against it. We can all play a role, listening without judgment, checking in with friends and neighbors, creating safe workplaces, and supporting those in need. Ending violence starts with awareness, grows through education, and it flourishes through action. Violence today can be physical, emotional, verbal, or digital. It can appear as bullying, domestic abuse, workplace harassment, hate speech, cyber aggression, or neglect. It's always damaging, regardless of its form. But even in darkness, there can be light. Courageous acts, a passerby preventing an abduction, a report online, a friend offering support, they show that violence can be interrupted. We don't need to fight violence with violence. We don't have to risk ourselves unnecessarily. Using our voices, reporting concerns, and choosing kindness over cruelty weakens the cycle and strengthens compassion and helps us move forward to end violence. Even small actions, reaching out, listening, being encouraging, or speaking up, they make a difference. Darkness need not prevail. Each of us has the power to respond. We can all contribute to change. We can let this Wednesday motivate us to act with understanding, compassion, respect, kindness, and love. Every small act helps to build a safer, more empathetic society. It helps us to conquer violence. To empower ourselves, the From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their knowledge and experience. Today we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and Christine, the health coach. We'll get hearing solutions from Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Talk dental care at home with Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We'll talk relationships with Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And we'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau. And talk accessibility and learn about a forever home from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And yes, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. After one important message about organ donation, we'll get started when we talk with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial, who'll help us plan for our best lives. And at the end of the hour, I'll share words of wisdom from my mom, Pola, about how she felt a woman should deal with physical abuse. So please stay with us this hour and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca. Or call 416-504-6777.
Now, To help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is back with us today. Good morning, Kevin.
Marilyn, good morning to your listeners. Have a happy Saturday. So, God, this is a difficult topic. Domestic violence, it seemingly is on the rise, and when economies become more fraught, when there's higher unemployment and greater job insecurity, unfortunately, that can be a fuel or fuel added to an already simmering fire that can then explode. And all too frequently, money can be a source of violence. So I really do hope I can offer the sensitivity and insight that a topic around violence and domestic strife deserves. For those who suffer from domestic violence and oppression, I really hope my words and perspectives can help. So money plays a crucial role in domestic violence, as it can be used to exert control and maintain power over a partner. Financial abuse can manifest itself in various ways, such as restricting access to money, monitoring spending, sabotaging employment, and coercing debt. These tactics create dependency and undermine autonomy, making it difficult for survivors to leave unsafe situations. Economic abuse is often under-recognized, yet profoundly damaging, systematically eroding the survivor's autonomy and leaving them trapped in a relationship due to practical dependence. So what can financial planning offer? Financial planning can offer a means for both parties to understand their financial position and perceive a better outcome. I really can't help the truly psychotic person who uses money as a weapon and a means of control. That's somebody with a different skill set than I have. What a financial planner can do is offer tangible perspectives on your real financial position and give you a strategy for realizing a better financial future. This changing perspective can frequently enable a more fulsome understanding of where you are financially. In my website, I employ the following quote: if you're having trouble seeing something, change the perspective. This exercise in seeing your money and assets differently is really at the core of what a financial planner is capable of doing. We can't make you suddenly rich. However, we can give you clarity and relegate a financial position to one of an executable exercise and step-by-step resolutions to your financial circumstances. Regular revisiting can be a means to keeping you on track and celebrating the incremental improvements you have made. If this can mitigate a source of conflict and anxiety, we have truly made a positive contribution to mitigating a source of domestic violence. If you're having money worries and it's becoming a source of conflict in your marriage, you might want to engage a financial planner and see if they can give you a healthier perspective on your money. And maybe you just might find that your circumstances aren't quite as dire as you think they are.
Well, Kevin, we've called you an enabler over the time you've been on From a Woman's Perspectives team, and this is just an example of who you are. Anyone listening who wants to gain clarity about their financial position and strategize so that there isn't tension and perhaps if there is violence, it can be eliminated, then one call to Kevin Giffen, and I think you can hear from what he said, he's willing to talk and to show you ways to use your money and to make it so that you can perceive a financial position different than where you are. And that'll be helpful. So, Kevin, your number and how we can contact you?
416-708-6229.
416-708-6229. And I believe your website has email, ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. Am I correct?
Yes, that's exactly true.
ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. Today, more than ever, if someone needs help and can eliminate violence, then this is the day to call or to email Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. And if you're blessed with a peaceful life and no violence, then know that your money can work for you and you can get good information with a no obligation call to Kevin Giffen, our enabler. Full Circle Financial, 416-708-6229. Kevin, thanks for sharing your thoughts and your heart with us here each week. And I hope that anyone listening who's enduring violence will reach out to you and take you up on your offer to help. Thanks again, and we'll speak next week.
Marilyn, thank you to all your listeners. Have a great weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs. A seating width of 18 inches. Ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is back with us to tell us how to deal with adult ADHD. So good morning, Dr. Betty. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. So yes, last week I touched on the concept of adult inattentive ADHD, and I mentioned that some of the common signs that sometimes people could be missing when they're being diagnosed is a persistent brain fog or memory glitches, distraction, procrastination, or even forgetfulness. And adults with inattentive ADHD, especially women, are often diagnosed with anxiety or depression instead of being actually diagnosed with ADHD. And I did mention that often traditional treatments focus on medication, but from a naturopathic perspective, we really want to focus on the whole system and you know, look at what's driving these imbalances. So naturopathically, we often look at functional testing. So we might look at, for example, nutrient testing. So we might check for deficiencies in things like iron and zinc and magnesium, and even we can test for omega-3 fatty acids and some of the B vitamins, because these are all critical for our important neurotransmitters in our brain. Blood sugar and insulin testing is also important because we want to assess the glucose regulation. When we have dysregulation of our glucose, that can mimic or worsen, for example, the ADHD symptoms that people are getting. Comprehensive stool testing, or what we call microbiome testing, can be important because if the gut health issues are suspected, if there's inflammation, that can also affect our brain chemistry. And certainly hormonal panels can be used when symptoms overlap with, for example, thyroid issues or adrenal dysfunction or even estrogen and progesterone imbalances, which we often see in perimenopausal or menopausal women. So from a nutritional standpoint, we want to really focus on a number of key things. The blood sugar, which we mentioned. Again, the omega-3 fatty acids. These are found in fatty fish and chia and flax seeds. These all support our brain cell membranes and our neurotransmitters, for example. Iron and zinc and magnesium. These are common deficiencies linked to ADHD, and they can be found in leafy greens and nuts, seeds, and even legumes. And, you know, some of my patients do have food sensitivities, things like gluten and dairy, but there could be other foods as well. And the elimination diets, when it's appropriate, are sometimes what we use, because when there's a lot of inflammation caused by foods, that can exacerbate brain fog and inflammation in some people. So from a lifestyle perspective, we want to prioritize sleep, include exercise. Sometimes we use mind-body practices, for example, yoga or acupuncture. And certainly some of my patients, I will refer them, for example, to experts in cognitive behavior therapy if it's required. Sometimes I'll refer patients to a coach for ADHD coaching, and there's many other what we call executive function hacks that we can use to aid people with remembering specific tasks. For those people that need medication, certainly I would refer them to their medical doctor. But certainly inattentive ADHD is not laziness. It's not a lack of intelligence or willpower. It's really a neurocognitive condition with clear biological underpinnings. So certainly, if people have any questions and are looking for some naturopathic help, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
To get to the root of any health problem and deal with it naturally, just dial 905-707-2001. And when you do, Ask for Dr. Betty and your free consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in person. You can't go wrong when you ask your questions and you get your answers. And it sounds like for ADHD, there are many ways to approach it and look after it. Thank you, Dr. Betty, for sharing that information. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To stay engaged in life, to deal with people and communicate effectively requires that we hear well. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, who does his utmost to help us look after our ears and hear our best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to talk to you about a special service we offer to people who already have hearing aids, but just aren't getting what they should out of them. Now, let me explain by sharing a happy story that happened this past week. So I had a new client by the name of Linda. She walked into our office to find out if we would be able to help her. And you could easily tell that Linda was distressed. She had a set of hearing aids that were about 5 years old, but she wasn't wearing them. Instead, she had left them at home. And so when we asked her why, it was as if we opened floodgates of emotions. She poured out her story to tell us that she felt as though the clinic that she was working with made her feel like a fool and embarrassed her with each of her visits to sort out the problems that she was having with the hearing aids. All the while, she wasn't able to hear well with the hearing aids that they'd given her. This was over a span of 5 years. She had resorted to writing notes to communicate with people. We reassured her that she was in the right place and booked her appointment to come in with her hearing aids, where we would uncover and sort out all the problems. She was both surprised and relieved that we would even look at her hearing aids. When she arrived, she was a bit apprehensive and excited about what could be done. And in a matter of a few minutes, we had discovered that her hearing aids were entirely blocked with earwax, and her right hearing aid speaker just wasn't working at all. After checking the hearing aids out physically to make sure that the electronics were working properly, we looked at her programming. We found out that her settings were the same ones that were programmed 5 years ago. It was quite revealing as to what needed to be done. After a quick reprogramming of her hearing aids, she was amazed that she was able to hear in all kinds of noise and could hear speech from more than 30 feet away. With a bit more instruction on how to keep her hearing aids clean and properly insert the ear molds, she was ready to take on the world again with a new confidence that she didn't have when she walked in. We refer to this service as our hearing aid rejuvenation program. Instead of replacing perfectly functional hearing aids with new ones, we can upgrade the programming and setup to keep them working and save people thousands of dollars. If you have hearing aids that just aren't working up to your expectations, perhaps it's time we had a chat about whether we can do the same thing for you as we did for Linda. Getting started is easy. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 416-754-4327.
Anyone listening who has their hearing aids in their pocket or somewhere at home and not in their ears needs to understand that Edmund can help you find out what's wrong and make it right. It does take a visit, it does take a complimentary consultation and a conversation, but in the end, you might be like Linda, and instead of writing notes, you'll be able to use those hearing aids that you paid for. Hearing aid rejuvenation program. One phone call gets you started. 416-754-4327. That's Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian and his team. 416-754-4327. 1-800-327. Edmund, thank you for sharing Linda's story, and thank you for starting this program, because often I hear about people who are not happy with hearing aids, give up wearing them, and then suffer because of it. So you're doing a wonderful thing, and I applaud it, and congratulations on Hearing Aid Rejuvenation Program. I'm sure it'll be a success.
Thank you, Marilyn.
When we find ourselves single for whatever reason, people try to fix us up, and relatives that are well-meaning to try to direct us. But we want to meet someone new. We also want to meet the right person. And fortunately, here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have our very own Cupid, who has a great success rate and can help us meet that very, very special person when we're ready. Her name, Linda Miller. She's Cupid on From a Woman's Perspective, and her company is Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, as a matchmaker, I'm not supposed to really have favorites, but I do actually have a favorite recently, and his name is James, and he's an 80-year-old gentleman, and he came to the service, and he was very upfront. He said, you know, I'm probably not going to be in a situation where I'm going to want to get married, because I've been married and I lost my wife. And he said, but I really love all the things that you do as a couple. So, for instance, going to the opera, going to the movies with someone, going out for dinner to a nice restaurant. He said, I miss all those things. And he came to the service, and the interesting thing is he's made all these connections. So he's met all these women, and he said, you know, I haven't quite met the romantic connection I'm looking for yet, but what I have met is all these great friends. And he said, I'm still open to meeting a romantic connection. And he's just been lovely. He's done a lovely review online for us, and he's just really, really happy with the service and the way it's gone for him. And it's interesting because when you become a matchmaker, you don't realize that people have these really, really complicated lives, and it doesn't always fit into a box of why you think people would use a matchmaker. So, for instance, right now I have another lovely gentleman, Sandy, and his wife is in long-term care with Alzheimer's. Doesn't know him, but he said, I will still be responsible and visit her for the rest of my life and be her husband for the rest of my life. But I feel like I'm only 65. Do I want to live the rest of my life alone? I want a companion. I want someone to be with. And I'm not ruling out marriage at some point, but right now I'm in a situation where I do have this wife who's in long-term care. And I've had that happen many, many times over the 30 years I've been doing this, is I get people, and unfortunately, they don't live with their husband or wife because that person is in a home somewhere. So it's really been a steep learning curve for me about all the different people and why people use a matchmaking service and why they've come to us. And it's been very interesting.
So if someone wants to talk to you and just feel out what matchmaking can do for them, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is call our office at 1-877-334-9041, and you can book a free consultation. We open at 10 o'clock this morning. Or you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, and there is a place to book a free consultation, and it's at your whatever works for you time-wise. It gives you our available times, and you can book that free consultation. It doesn't cost you or obligate you, and I'm always happy to do the free consultation, and if you want to go away and think about it, that's fine as well.
So anyone listening who is ready to meet someone new, perhaps the best start is to call Linda Miller and have Cupid on your team. Her number, 1-877-334-9041. And you can also go to my website, marilyns.ca, and Linda is on the sponsor expert list. So regardless of how you find her, it'll be worth the conversation. Thank you, Linda, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
A lot of people are fearful of going to the dentist, or they have reasons not to go, and they wish that that dentist could come to their home. Well, until I met denturist Suzanne Selga, I didn't know it was possible for someone to come to your home and give you dental services. But now I know, and now, here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have someone on our team, Suzanne Selga of Denture Ready, who does just that, dental work at home. So good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. This morning, I was on the phone with a new patient, Beverly, and she reminded me exactly why I wanted to talk about this today. So a little shout out to Beverly. Every week, I meet people who can't get out easily, but who still dream of feeling confident with a good smile so they can function with a nice denture. And that brings me to a story about a woman I'll call Donna. Her granddaughter called me asking if I could come to her long-term care home because she had CDCP coverage and needed a new denture. We set up an initial appointment, and when I walked in, Donna was, let's just say, not thrilled to see me. She had that tough demeanor that life builds into you after years of doing everything alone. But here's the thing. Once you sit with someone in person and truly listen to them, learn to understand and let them know you're actually there for them, everything changes. We talked, and I learned she lost her husband, she lives alone, and didn't really have anyone but her granddaughter. That angry front wasn't anger at all. It was protection and a little defense mechanism, too. So we slowed down the pace, and we gave her the dignity, gave her the time, and she felt heard. A little by little, the wall came down. And by the end of her last denture appointment, she opened up and even cried a little. And she truly felt cared for. She appreciated that we stuck through the process with her, handled her paperwork and the direct billing, and we didn't rush her. And she told us it was the first time in a long time that she felt respected. So if you know someone that's living independently in their own home or care facility and just can't get out easily, know that my mobile denture clinic comes to them. We listen, we work at their pace, and we bill directly to all major insurance companies like CDCP. And we give every patient that dignity, respect, and we listen to their dental chief concerns with patients. Because I'm committed to providing accessible dental care by removing barriers for patients who can't travel and providing ongoing community outreach, helping families to understand their options. So my name is Suzanne, and you can call me directly by phone or just email me at info@dentureready.com, and let's have that discussion today.
Suzanne, I have your number. Anyone listening who knows someone who isn't smiling because they're self-conscious about their denture, they may have a frown on their face, they may react angrily because they're unhappy, but happiness can come when someone like Suzanne Selga can bring dental work to their home and listen to them and make them feel heard, not just plunk something in their mouth, but do what has to be done at a pace that's easy and acceptable so that in the end, like Donna, they can smile and be happy that they met Suzanne Selga of Denture Ready. Suzanne, your phone number, please.
It's 647-204-4478.
647-204-4478. It starts with a complimentary consultation, a conversation to get to the root of the problem and then to find a solution that works. And everything is done from A to Z. So call Suzanne, ask your questions, and perhaps dental work at home will be the solution for you or a loved one, no matter where you are. 647-204-4478. Suzanne, thank you for sharing Donna's story, and we'll give her a shout out. Hopefully she's listening and smiling at us today.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. Have a great weekend.
Suzanne Salka, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across Southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salka, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, to talk about menopause and nutrition, we have award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown with us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to be here. And today I wanted to talk about menopause, nutrition, a little bit about weight, and why everything changes around the time of menopause. You know, what we see is that there's a social situation that changes. It's not just hormone levels. We know that family and family meals are altered, activity levels change, your stress may change, metabolism may change. And as we get older, there may be concurrent illnesses or limitations. What we see is women and men can end up having an empty nester syndrome. And what that really means is changes to meal preparation and eating routines. There may be less regular meal habits. People may eat while watching TV or are otherwise distracted. You may be ordering in prepared meals. You may be eating out. And you may be eating for comfort. So that's very different than when your children were young and you were cooking a healthy meal every night. And what we know is that there's lots of errors when we eat. Someone may be bored or fatigued and you're feeling lonely and be eating out of stress. People eat too quickly. What we know is that certain foods don't produce satiety as easily. Fats and proteins do, but carbohydrates don't. And then there's the kitchen cleanup. When you're cleaning up and eating things that are left over that you really don't need and don't want. So one of the things that we talk about with menopause is that we do see weight gain, and weight gain may be something that you can control by choosing healthier foods and making good choices. But what we see is that often women have fat distributed differently, even if on the scale the numbers are the same. And so women talk about that sort of midlife spread and the fact that their waist is getting bigger, and that actually may be happening even if they're eating well and even if they're not gaining pounds, it's being redistributed. So I think this is a good wake-up call for healthy eating, taking care of yourself, taking the time to have healthy meals with lots of fruits and vegetables, and really understanding that some of the social habits you have maybe making a difference to how much you're eating, when you're eating, and whether you feel satisfied or not. So shut off the TV. So there's one more interesting fact I wanted to share with you, Marilyn, and that is in Brazil, they have a food guide, just like we do in Canada. But the food guide doesn't just talk about what to eat. It also talks about how to eat. And what the food guide suggests is that eating at a table with your family in a social situation is really health promoting. So I think it's something we need to learn from, and it's true all over the world. Eating together is what really important.
Dr. Brown, that made a lot of sense to me, and anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health and get useful advice in clear language, then remember the name of this book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and ask for it at your local bookstore, or look for it on Amazon, or log on to drvivianbrown.com, and if you want a signed copy for a special gift, feel free to call me and order it at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I always learn something from you, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. When you've worked with people all your life, you hear their stories, you learn from them, and then you wonder what to do with them. For me, it was all about sharing a few of these stories in a book that I've just recently written and told you about. It's Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. And today, because we're talking about ending violence and abuse, I went to page 98 of my book, and the title is No Abuse. I'll read it to you. Lucy had been my client for years. She'd married and moved out of province, and now she was in Toronto for an event. She came to visit me, explaining that she now had two children and had gained 10 pounds with each pregnancy. She no longer was a perfect size 8-10, but a 14-16. She was in town for a family celebration. She was hoping to get an outfit for the event and a few separates as well. I suggested a scuba-style, slim-fitting sleeveless dress with an ivory and black print front and back, bordered with black panels on each side. It was a slimming look and flattered Lucy's shapely full figure. I paired it with a matching scuba-style jacket. The ensemble was perfect for the family get-together. The separates I selected for Lucy were stylish basics that would mix and match with her new dress and jacket. They were a slim black pant, a black three-quarter sleeve jersey pullover, an ivory cotton shirt or shacket, you could call it, an ivory palazzo pant, and an ivory tank top. These items, plus the first dress and jacket she tried on, gave Lucy 8 pieces of clothing in useful, flattering neutrals she could mix and match and layer to create at least 24 changes for all times of day. Then Lucy called her husband in from the car. He came in with a big smile on his face, and I explained her wardrobe, and then Lucy modeled her new items. I left them alone in the fitting room, but when I returned, I heard him snarling at Lucy. "You're so fat. You need to lose weight. I shouldn't be paying for any clothes until you stop feeding your face and get back to your old self. You look like a cow." I tapped on the fitting room door, and out came a smiling man. He thanked me for helping Lucy and handed me his credit card, and then he left to wait in the car. Lucy changed into her jeans and tee. Obviously, she had wiped away her tears. She handed me her clothes, but she was now hunched over and no longer smiling. It was obvious that her husband's tirade had taken the joy out of Lucy's outing and shopping spree. Each of us deserve love, respect, and kindness. No one should abuse us for any reason. He wore a public mask of kindness and giving. He was an unkind and abusive husband. In my many years as Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor, I've sometimes seen toxic relationships and abusive husbands who rant and hold power over their partner. Some of us get trapped because we feel a glimpse of a different unpleasant character will eventually disappear. It doesn't, and the abuser of the world only gets worse. They need to work on themselves and not hurt the ones they love. The Lucys of the world need to realize that the abuse is real and it's not their fault. They have to deal with it as best they can and reach out for help so that they no longer suffer this undeserved abuse. They need to blame their abuser, to be strong and stand up for their rights. We all deserve to be appreciated for the person we are. There's no excuse for verbal abuse or abuse of any kind. We can dress the person we are today, and when we have changes we wish to make, we can set goals and move toward them. However, we need to live our best and enjoy the present moment. Harsh criticism and unkindness is not helpful or necessary or excusable. If it happens, we need to speak up, stand up, refuse to suffer abuse, and know that there is help to fight. And they know that there is help to fight when we need it. This story is one of many in my book. And I now have hard copies that you can order for me. And I'll gladly sign them and send them to you. For my listeners, the book will cost $20 and local shipping will be free. So if you like this story, know that there are many others in my book, and I invite you to order them as gifts for your friends and family. I think the stories need to be shared because we all can learn from them. So please do give me a call and order my book. It'll be a signed copy, and I'll be so glad to ship it to you. My number, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I look forward to your call and to speaking to you. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Muscle mass. Gradual loss of muscle mass is a natural part of aging. It starts in your 30s but accelerates after age 60. Over time, you perceive this as a decrease in both muscle strength, which is the amount of weight you can lift, and power, how quickly you can pull, or lift. Preserving muscle mass is important to your overall health and quality of life. In addition to the obvious benefits, greater muscle mass is also associated with a lower risk of problems such as heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and general loss of mobility. As for power, it helps not only in sports, but also in daily life as you age. For example, helping you cross the street quickly or prevent a trip from turning into a fall. No matter how old you are, the key to recovering and keeping muscle mass and function is progressive resistance training. This means working your muscles with free weights, exercise machines, your own body weight, bands, and continually increasing the amount of resistance in manageable increments. Studies have found that as little as 6 weeks of progressive resistance training can dramatically improve strength and power, as well as mobility and balance. So if you would like to try my online group training for 2 weeks, complimentary, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com, and see if this is right for you.
Greater muscle mass helps us. If you want to build your muscle mass or get into a routine, give Christine a call. Take her up on for a free 2 weeks and see what it's all about. Her number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here, and I think he's got a happy story. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I do have a happy story this week. And a little while back, I got a call from a listener named Helen after she heard us talking about our Forever Home Safety Check. Helen's in her mid-70s, still sharp, still active, but she told me her mobility has been slowing down just a bit. She said, "I love my home. I just want to make sure it loves me back as I get older." So she invited me over to take a look and give her some ideas on how she could stay safe and independent for years to come. When I arrived, we took a slow walk through her home together. And like many homes built decades ago, there was a few areas that needed serious attention, not just for safety, but for comfort and design too. Helen had a clear vision. She wanted her bathroom fully renovated and future-proofed with accessibility in mind. So a barrier-free curbless shower was crucial. She wanted new, modern Sterling railings going up her staircase as well. And she really wanted to breathe new life into her kitchen with fresh cabinets, a new countertop, updated plumbing fixtures, backsplash tile, the works, plus a full repaint to tie everything together. After the walkthrough, I put together what I like to call the roadmap to your future. It's a personalized report that lays everything out and the recommended upgrades, complete with clear pricing, visuals, and layout drawings. Think of it as a step-by-step plan to help people like Helen stay in the home they love without guessing or feeling overwhelmed. When I delivered the report, Helen didn't want to wait. She said, let's do this. Let's get it all done. So she hired my company, Greater Toronto Accessibility, to take on the entire project. We got started on October 1st, and in just 3.5 weeks, our team fully renovated her bathroom into a beautiful, safe, accessible space, refreshed her kitchen from top to bottom, and installed gorgeous modern champagne color railings that completely transformed her staircase. Helen was absolutely thrilled, not just with the final result, but with the A to Z service, the communication, and the fact that we stayed exactly on schedule. She told me she finally feels like her home fits her life again, not the other way around. Stories like Helen's are exactly why we are honored with a Consumer's Choice Award this year. And if you're listening right now and wondering what your forever home could look like, we'd love to help you too, and we'd love to hear from you.
Well, Daniel, I liked what you said about helping a home love you back, because obviously Helen needed that help so that she could stay in the home she loved, and you've helped her make it your forever home. So if anyone listening wants to do something like Helen did or have you walk through and see what needs to be done, what do you recommend they do with the steps they take to go forward?
So I definitely recommend them giving me a call. And like I said through this story, I have something called the Forever Home Safety Check. So I will come to your home, and we can talk about specific areas in your home that you're having trouble with, you want to renovate, you need new ideas on how you can make spaces better. That's what it's all about, especially if you love that home and you don't want to go anywhere else. This is where you want to be for the rest of your life. We will help you get there. Forever Home Safety Check. It's usually $89.95, Marilyn, and I do want to give it away for free for the first 3 callers this week as a show special. So I invite you to call me. Don't be shy. This is a great opportunity for you to learn about what you can do in your home. 647-206-6409.
If you want to make your home a forever home and deal with someone who will do it once and do it right and help you plan so that you will have a roadmap to your future, then give Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility a call at 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. And ask for your Forever Home Safety Check for free. I believe that you're giving 3 away today. So, Daniel, I hope that 3 people are able to use your help and make a roadmap to their future home.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Marilyn.
Thank you. We'll talk again next week. Bye-bye. As we close today's show and prepare for Wednesday's End Violence Day, we're also examining violence, not just against women, but against the violence that exists in our communities, in our schools, workplaces, homes, and even within ourselves. Although it would be naive to think that we can eliminate violence completely, we can take steps to end it where we are. It's important that we acknowledge it exists and we do our best, however small a part that may seem, to confront it, to fight it, and gradually, hopefully, to conquer it. The United Nations reports that millions of women experience violence each year. And here in Canada, yes, here in Canada, one woman or girl is killed every 2.5 days due to violence, and 1 in 4 adults experience abuse before the age of 15. These are not just statistics. They're sobering realities. They're a call to action. Violence in all its forms, physical, emotional, verbal, psychological, they leave scars that can last a lifetime. And yet, even when it seems invisible, there are ways to confront it, to stop it, and most importantly, to prevent it. I remember overhearing a conversation my mom had with a friend. Her friend was describing how her husband would often lose his temper and beat her. And when my mom realized I was in the room, she turned to me and she said, "Marilyn, if ever a man raises his hand and hits you, Go to the kitchen and get your largest frying pan and strike him back. And if he raises his hand again, you raise that frying pan again. Protect yourself. My mom's words stayed with me, and I learned an important lesson. That escaping danger is not a weakness. It's smart, and it's necessary, and it's everyone's right. We each have a responsibility to ourselves and to others to stand up against violence, to speak up, and to support those who may be too frightened or ashamed to ask for help. We can't always control what happens around us, but we can deal with violence. When it touches our lives and the lives of others, we can stand up. And I have a few suggestions here, simple steps that we can take to help prevent violence, face it, or stop it when it appears. We can remember that no one deserves to be abused. Violence is never the victim's fault. And let's trust our instincts. If a situation feels unsafe, let's take it seriously and remove ourselves from it. And we can speak up safely. We can use I statements to express how we feel without escalating conflict. For example, we can say, "I feel uncomfortable when you speak to me like that, and I need you to stop." Let's remember that walking away or protecting ourselves isn't a weakness. Neither is asking for help. When we reach out, we strengthen ourselves and we strengthen others. We can speak up and report any kind of violence or abuse, and we can teach our children to do the same, because silence helps the abuser and never the victim. Elie Wiesel said, "Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented." And his words tell us that when we are a witness to suffering and do nothing, we become complicit. And we don't have to face violence or abuse alone. There are organizations ready to help anyone experiencing harm or fear. For example, Senior Safety Line, that's for Ontario, 1-866-299-1011, a line that offers confidential support for older adults experiencing neglect and abuse. That's 1-866-299-1011. And there's an Assaulted Women's Helpline, 1-866-863-0511. That's a 24/7 crisis line for women in Ontario who are experiencing abuse. And in any emergency, we always can call 911. These numbers and more will be listed under the show's date, November 22nd, on my website, marilyns.ca. Just click on the heading On Radio. Let's remember that we all have a role to play, and each contribution we make does make a difference. When we act, whether by reporting a threat, supporting a victim, or helping someone find safety, our communities go stronger. They are kinder and less violent. For anyone who's been a victim of violence, please know you're not alone and it's not your fault. Help does exist and support is available. And for every listener from a woman's perspective, please know that your team is here to help empower you to stand tall, to live your best, and to do what you can to make a better and less violent world. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just click on radio and you'll find the sponsor expert list, as well as the numbers to call for help under this week's show. And now, a few moments to say thank you. Thank you to the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to you for joining us today. And a very special thank you to those of you who go beyond just listening, who listen and learn and then take action and do their part to acknowledge their own anger or violent tendencies and seek change, or those who intervene safely when they see violence happening. The courage is what makes the difference, and we all can do something. So though I'm saying goodbye for today, please remember that your team is here whenever you reach out to us. And we'll be here again next Saturday morning at 8 to speak once again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. So please plan to join us. And in the meantime, have a great weekend, a peaceful, satisfying week. And do remember, stand up against violence, because what you and I do will make a difference. It does matter. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.